Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lise Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and I am elated as well as excited to be here with you to minister to you the 21-day glorious prophetic wheel alignment for the new equinox we've entered. And I tell you, I just feel the energy and the vibrancy of the anointing and the presence of God that is coming in into this new cycle. So I certainly hope that you are blessed and most certainly you are well. Hope you are staying safe. And I tell you, I just am full of what the Lord is doing, what he's saying, and I just want to hope that you are well today and you're being safe and practicing and doing all that you should do to remain safe. And I tell you, I'm excited about this new cycle that we've begun, this triumphant entry into a new season. And I praise and thank God that every day is not only the day of salvation, but every day is a day that we can start afresh and anew. So the fact that we are alive today is something to give God glory and praise for. And I tell you, I'm excited to minister this cycles, new Levitical calendar, agricultural calendar alignment for the month of Zeljar. And I always want to make sure I pronounce these pronouncements correctly because they are really, really important. And I love bringing the prophetic alignment to you every 21 days. Because 21 is a very significant number. It is a number that signifies change, transition, breaking. Hallelujah. And I'm excited to bring that to you and declare that to you by way of the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I'm certainly happy to do it today on Terrific Tuesday in the universe of Christ that is gloriously unveiling God's handiwork. Hallelujah. The Word of God says he put the stars in the firmament of heaven and he called them all by name. Hallelujah. And I'm excited to always bring this alignment to you from the Stars of Heaven Network 9. Because it's a birthing that the Lord gave me a couple of years ago as he started giving me more revelation about the universe in which we live in and how important it is to understand how the universe works as well as the Mesorah, the constellations that are in our solar. So I'm really excited to bring this part of the second half of this Levitical calendar to you, because each alignment is very important, because we are aligned first and foremost by Christ, by being reconciled to him by way of the blood of Jesus Christ, by way of repentance of our sins. So that's first and foremost. That's ABC's 101 of being aligned with God, is having your sins forgiven by confession, repentance, turning, taking up your cross, following him, being buried with the old man or woman, and being resurrected by his power. Hallelujah. Now, I want to quickly share with you something I don't do often when I come to you from the Stars of Heaven Network 9, and that is share with you the foundation of where the Lord gave me this and why the Lord gave me this, which is and comes from the Word of God. That when it speaks about not only the stars, but the angels. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I always am excited when I read this, because it reminds me of my positioning, not only in the heavens, but in the earth realm. Amen. My seat, a heavenly seat, my earthly seat that I've been given, as well as the dominion that I have as being the bride queen, his handmaiden. And this is what we saw, and Ezekiel was speaking of in the book of Ezekiel, the 10th chapter, the 9th to the 12th verse, which speaks of the 12 stars, the garland of crowns that are before his throne. And that was given to Christ and also given to our Blessed Mother. Hallelujah. And the stars and the cherubs are very important, as well as the number 12, because that speaks of God's dominion. And it also speaks of the 12 tribes of Israel, which is the foundation where with the Mesorah given to us and written to us and given to us by way of the Torah, gives an understanding of the constellations, which speaks of the 12 tribes of Israel, which is the 12 sons of Israel. And I love this so much, because it speaks of not only their personalities. Each tribe, each name that was given to the 12 tribes had a attribute that was given them, and it carried much weight in understanding God's nature, as well as the understanding of the purpose of why they were birthed in the earth realm. So understanding the 12 tribes, understanding how they got their names, why they were instituted, and why they are now a big part of the constellation is really important. And in me growing in this over a number of years, I understood it to be something that is done by and observed by the Spirit, being born into the water of the Spirit, not just by observing the constellations in my emotions or from the soulless realm, but understand it from my birthright, my inheritance, being born again, having the prophetic promise, having been predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, which is my new DNA. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, so in your own time, you can go and read that. But I just want to just touch on that quickly because understanding the 12 tribes, understanding the cherubims and the angels is really important in communicating our faith. Amen. And it's really important in us staying aligned, not only with the Holy Spirit, but in the earth realm, because we all have our own personal cycles where God gives us our blessings, God's given us our portion. And so it's really important to stay aligned with the Holy Spirit by way of communication, fellowship, so that we can stay, keep our flow. Amen. And we can stay in the flow of the rhythm that God has given us in his grace. Hallelujah. Now, Z-L-E-R, ooh, excuse me, I just had to burp. Z-L-E-R, which means splendor and radiance, is the attribute in the celebration of this month. And I'm really excited about that because this month starts continues the latter rain of what God is doing naturally. Because remember, everything God does, he does by the agricultural calendar, by what we sow and what we reap, by what he has instituted by way of the times and the seasons that he has in his own hands. So we must remember that. You know, that's why it's important to understand seed time and harvest, and important to be careful what you sow. Because what you sow, you most certainly will reap. And that's why the Word of God talks about sowing to the Spirit, that we can reap everlasting life rather than sowing to the flesh, which produces a condemnation and death when it's in sin. Now, the beauty of this month is that it celebrates the beauty of flowers that bloom in this season, which is May in the Gregorian calendar. It's called May. And we behold the splendor and the radiance of the beauty of God's creation because of the rain and the sunlight. Because in order for the flowers to bloom, it needs sunlight, it needs water. Now, one of the things that I wanted to do in putting together this alignment and giving voice to it is to make sure that I expounded upon the thing that God is so protective of, the one thing God will not give to another, which is his glory. Because in him giving me Stars of Heaven Network 9 and giving me understanding of the Mezerah in the universe, the one thing he emphasized was his glory. Hallelujah, his glory. And his glory is the thing that speaks of his character, his nature, and his power. Hallelujah. And it's by his glory that we are favored. It's by his glory that we grow. It's by his glory we are protected. Amen. And as 2 Corinthians, the third chapter says, in Paul's writing to the church of Corinthians, he says, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's really important to know that we are changed from glory to glory in the expression of the Lord. That means we are growing, not just going, but growing in the knowledge of him by way of fellowship and communion. And one of the things that he really expressed to me in giving me the Stars of Heaven Network 9 is understanding and discerning discerning the difference between his glory and another glory or a different glory, which is flesh or that which is by another glorification. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But the thing that he was saying to me in this new solar, which is releasing his guidance, and it always does, but this particular birthing and this particular line is really drawing us closer to God. Amen. And I really heard a clarion call for those who have gone astray, for the prodigal sons and those who are have lost their way. It's many people who have confessed Christ but never grew into maturity. Many people who once knew God or came to the knowledge of Christ never grew in him. They either went on into tradition of man or their talents and their gifts took them out of God's presence and got out of the will of God. They have gone away of Baal. The thing that I was praying for as he was giving me this, it was for the prodigals, the lost sheep of Israel. And that is one of the significant things about this alignment this month, and that it speaks to the firstborn, the firstborns, and as well to those that are lost. And one of the things that he was saying to me prior to him giving me this offering is a lot of times I'm already receiving it through my prayers, and I just don't know it yet until he actually sits me down in counsel and ministers me what he wants me to say. But one of the things that he was saying to me, and giving me the parable about the lost sheep, he said, would I not leave the 99 to go get the one? The one? So God is concerned about the one. He's concerned about many, but he's concerned about the one. And in fact, Jesus said he didn't come to pray for the world. He came to pray for those who believed in him and that we would be kept through his word. And that gives us the remnant. That gives us that 144,000, whatever it is he chooses to add to the church or to the kingdom. And so, him speaking to me about the prodigals and the lost sheep and the one, he was speaking to me about how not only are we the sheep of his pasture, but him being the good porter who leads us in and out so that we may find pasture. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you're receiving from a true minister of the gospel, someone who is truly saved, called by his name and anointed, so that you can be fed. Amen. By having an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Now, in him being the good porter, puts us forth. This is the thing that he said. I put forth my own. Amen. No one taps me. No one taps me or selects me. Amen. He puts me forth. Amen. And he said he'll bring me forth as pure gold. So he will bring you forth as pure gold, and he will put you forth in his time when you are meet for the master's use. Now, the triumph entry into this second month reminds us of and celebrates waters. And when I was preparing the alignment, I again heard the clarion call of the deep to the deep. And that's what he says, deep has called unto deep. Now, just quickly, if you are on in studio right now, I put a link for you to go to my webpage, because that's where I'm at. I'm at my Facebook, RobsClark.org Facebook, where you can go to the Twitter feed and be on the same page with me as I read the alignment. And the thing that I love about this being the month not only of splendor and radiance is the ground thaws itself and the soil is moistened for those wonderful flowers to bloom. That is also for our heart, amen. That we till the ground of our heart so that we can prepare to receive and birth those things God has intended for us. Now, as I was sharing with you about the Good Shepherd, in the constellation of Taurus, the male is called Shore. And in Latin, it means shepherd, who cares for the flock, who is also the conductor with the rain. Excuse me, with the rain. And as John declared, that God is the husbandman. We are the branches and he's the vine. Amen. But he also, in John 10, the first to the fifth verse, says that if we are the sheep of his pasture, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the sheep coat. And so he gave me John the 10th chapter, the first to the fifth verse, where he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by way of the door into the sheep coat, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a robber and a thief." And so in these times, we really need to make sure that we are following the straight way, amen, and understanding how to enter into his presence, amen. You can't climb up to God, Father God, any other way other than the way of the sheep coat, amen. And so as he says in the second verse, he that entered in the door, in by the door, is the sheep coat. Turn this down a little bit. Of the sheep coat. I'm sorry. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice. And he called it his own by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. For they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from her, for they know not the voice of a stranger. So that's the foundation of entering into this triumphant new season, the second month of the agricultural calendar, is knowing the way. And entering in the straight gate, which is by Jesus, amen. And so this is what he was saying to me when he was giving me about the prodigals and the lost sheep, and about us being the sheep of his pasture and how we must abide, and how we're able to identify and know him as our personal Lord and Savior, amen, and know his voice. And we know his voice by his word, by developing an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We know his voice by loving him with all our heart, mind, souls, and strength. We know him because our sins have been forgiven and washed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. So there's no just, oh, I know God because I go to church, or I got a prophetic word, or some of my mama, my daddy taught me. No, it's by way of relationship, by your covenant, amen, by your personal relationship with him that you've developed by way of your confession of faith, amen. And so I'm really excited about what is birthing and blooming and blossoming in your heart, in your soul. And that's the thing that I really was praising God for, what I was feeling in my spirit, this explosion, this birthing that is taking place, which is what I call the breaking and the bursting. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later, which is the prophetic word or prophetic utterance he gave me and giving me and talking about the waters. Now, as I was sharing with you about celebrating the agricultural calendar, which reminds us of the living waters, which also represent healing, the thing that I was reminded of is that water is used in the Word of God to show and manifest God's glorious power and his sovereignty. And for that, he gave me Psalms 29, first through the fourth verse, where the psalmist is saying, "Give unto the Lord, all you mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Hallelujah, in the beauty of holiness. And I tell you, I was really praising him for that because I remember and when he chose me, when he called me, in him calling us back or calling us forward, the first call was to holiness. And so if I don't say anything else in this broadcast, I hope you get this, is that it's his holiness, amen, that radiates his glory and his beauty, amen. Our first call was to holiness. When he saved us, he didn't call us to the prophetic. He didn't call us to preach. He called us to holiness, amen. He cleaned us up from the filthiness of the flesh. He cleaned us up from our sin. So if you missed that part, you need to go back to the altar. Amen. You need to go get a dip or get a double dip and get washed by the blood of Jesus. And even physical baptism, since water is the theme in this month's alignment. Amen. Praise the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Glory be to God. And you see what he's saying? He's saying praise the Lord. So in praising God, there's no lewdness of song. And you're certainly not going to find any sad love songs in praising God. God's praise is full of his glory, speaks of his glory. Amen. There's no illicitness. There's no brokenheartedness in singing songs that speak to anything of brokenness, because in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. Amen. So I hope you get the praise right. Keep your praise right. Keep your praise in spirit and in truth. Amen. And one thing about the song, we just don't praise the Lord based on our memory of our childhood, to tickle our fancy or to get inspired. Praising the Lord comes from the soul. It comes from living holy, giving him glory and praise. It comes from coming through our trials and tribulations and suffering. Amen. It comes from overcoming. It comes from worshiping for who he is, being the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Let me say that. Amen. No hypocritical praise. No sacrilegious praise. Glory be to God. Now he goes on to say, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." Amen. So we hear him saying, "Sheep of my pasture, you hear my voice, praise me." Amen. He's speaking of the waters. His voice is upon the waters. The Lord is upon many waters. Amen. And so he is to be praised in spirit and in truth and in the beauty of holiness, which is by us, the bride. Amen. Being his virgins, being his bride queens. Amen. Now, another thing that I wanted to include in this alignment is Matthew, the third chapter, the 13-17 verse. And I put on here the Amplified version because him giving me water, so he could speak to me about how he was baptized. How John, same John from John 10th chapter, it's the same John in Matthew and also in John in Revelation, speaking about baptizing him. I'm not going to read all of it for the sake of time, but this is what he was saying about when he was baptized, how the Spirit of the Lord descended upon him and said he was well pleased. Amen. A voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." So when we are really soaked in the anointing, when we bathe in the anointing, when we bask in the anointing, and we our sins are covered and washed, not only by the blood of Jesus, but by the words he speaks to us, it cleanses us and heals us. Amen. So I wanted to include Matthew the 13th chapter, the third chapter, the 13th and 17th verse. Okay, for the sake of time, let me go on. Also, I wanted to include what was happening at this time in our prophetic history. And because in this time in our prophetic history, we are reminded of Moses leading the children of Israel out to meet God. And this is important, too, because in God leading us beside the still waters, having our cup where we're able to put it up before the fountain of God and have it filled to overcoming, overbrimming, overflowing, it's important to know that in order for us to be cleansed by the waters and to drink of the waters, that those waters must be pure, amen, and sweet, hallelujah, sweet waters, glory be to God, hallelujah. And so he reminded me of Moses when he was leading the children of Israel and how they complained. How they complained. And you know, in these times, there's a lot to complain about. There's a lot to fret about, and rightfully so. But when we take time to think about the goodness of the Lord, and we take time to thank Him for what we do have, amen, and despite what's happening, thank the Lord, and look to Him, He will turn the bittersweet. Amen. So I want to include that, which comes from Exodus, the 15th chapter, the 24th through the 25th verse, and speaking of the waters and how the children of Israel encountered Mara, the bitter waters, in the desert. Amen. So as he was saying, I'll make the wilderness a spring. Amen. A garden. He can do that. Amen. I tell you, I have lived in places where there was just a pit, straight pit, and it was dry. But because I kept a hot praise and I was hungry and thirsty for righteousness, He kept me. Amen. I thrived in places where there was nothing but death. Amen. And that's because the life giver is in me. Okay, I only have about 10 minutes left, so let me move on. Now, the consolation, let's go to the consolation of the Mezerah that is being observed, again, is Taurus, the bull, represented by the bull or the ox. This represents strength in the month Elah, as well as the unicorn. And the symbolic of the bull and the ox means to look and to observe. So this month is a month of great contemplation. Amen. I'm reminded of Jesus when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He had to go and contemplate. And that was to have what? Correct thought. Amen. This month focuses on self-improvement, which will birth and produce new maturity, which is what we want. We want to mature in God. And this only can be achieved by receiving the truth. Amen. And again, truth is parallel. Amen. Truth is represented by a straight line. Keeping it straight. Just straight, straight, straight up. Straight. Amen. That's how the truth is received. Raw and sprinkled with love. Sometimes not. Okay. Well, that's what he was giving me about this month, about the representative of the bull. Now, the tribe, yes, I'm happy to get to this. The tribe of Issachar, hallelujah, is the tribe that is celebrated this month. And I'm really excited about the tribe of Issachar because it was a tribe that was learned and was scholars. These were wise men that knew the counsel of God, who knew the mysteries of heaven, the mysteries of the Jewish calendar. The tribe of Issachar were men that understood the times and seasons. Hallelujah. They understood the times and seasons of God. The Issachar leaders would call Israel to the mountain, to the house of God, which is the temple. And so this month and this season, we are looking at the tribe of Issachar because they had the attributes. Again, every son that was born in the tribe of Israel, just like we were born, have a purpose. Amen. And that purpose should be speaking throughout our life. Amen. According to his anointing and his positioning with us. Now, it also represents abundance because the men of Issachar were seafaring men. And I was really excited about this because he gave me our blessed mother and shared with me this prophetic word about the breaking and the bursting and how he was saying to me this is a time of great abundance, the seafaring men, the tribe of Issachar were men who knew how to fish. They were also seers, not just seamen, but seers. They were able to see from the Holy Sea. They had their gifts. They were able to see according to God's vision in the mind of God. He was saying to me that these are hidden treasures that they were able to receive as a way as they understood the mysteries of God. Now it also said that they were deeper and richer than most of other tribes. Amen. So that's why the Lord was speaking to me about this month being a great month of soil, tilling the ground of your heart, and being careful what you sow. What you quickly sow, you also reap. And so he was giving me prophetic utterance about this being a great time of divine abundance. He would speak to me about our Fatima. And this was something that was given to me. When I actually concluded the message, I already had concluded it, but he gave me this about our Fatima. And I really, in my meditation, I saw her with the 12 stars over her head. And I began just to bless God for her, and I began to bless her, and how he was reminding me that she is the star of the sea. And he was telling me that this word was directly to his church. And he gave me confirmation of that by giving me Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first through the sixth verse. In the own time, you can read it, but it speaks of the birthing, amen. It speaks of giving birth. And this is a great time of birthing. Hallelujah. Well, before I go to Isaiah 60, it starts at Isaiah 66, 7 to 13 verse. Let me correct that. Which says, I'm going to read it quickly. But before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who had heard such a thing, who had seen such a thing, shall the earth be made to be brought forth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And I tell you, that was awesome when he gave me that, because as I was receiving this, I felt a birthing in my spirit, which is what I am anyway. I'm a birther. I birth things, and I bring things into fruition. That's what he was saying, that he's doing a quick work. And I began to bless Blessed Mother for her presence, because this is what she's doing with her children, amen, with her daughters, amen, with the fivefold ministry gifts, with the womb of God, which is the church. And he was telling me that there are things that he's going to reveal to us, to those who speak to, which speaks of the hidden treasures. Amen. And how, again, Isaiah said that the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. Amen. How he will give us hidden treasures in darkness. Amen. So, in conclusion, the thing we must do now is what? Prepare our net. Amen. Prepare our nets. Amen. And at his word, at his instruction, at his leading and his guiding, let down our nets for a catch. Amen. For a drought. Amen. So, despite what's happening in the earth realm, despite what's happening with the economy, I tell you, the treasures of God is full. God is rich. He has it all. I promise you, he has it all. Amen. And this is really a perfect storm, to be honest with you. And I can get into that a little bit later, but it is. It's a perfect storm for what God wants to do and is ready to do, and turning some things upside down and turning some things over. With a few minutes I have left, I just wanted to, respect that the Lord is saying that this is a time of coming closer and going deeper. Amen. Again, deep is calling to deep. And for that, he gave me Psalms 42. So in your own time, you can read that. Amen. And that is going to be by us having our spirit calibrated and attuned to the right frequency. Amen. Of what the Holy Spirit is saying. Having an ear to hear. Having that balance. Glory be to God. Having that balance. Hallelujah. And allowing him to divinely position us where we're seated together in heavenly places. And that is being in oneness of the Spirit, unity of the faith, being one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. And I tell you, that's all the time I have for now. I thank you so much for being here with yours truly, Lisa Marie, your hostess, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 9. And I tell you, I'm going to be back later in the week to just share a little bit more, because I always have more. When it gives me things, I have it in my notebook, so I'll release certain things on my Facebook post from Lisa Marie's notebook. And I'm also preparing May's offering. I'm really excited about that. So I'll be having May's offering posted soon. Peace, blessings, and much love. And I tell you, I pray that you have entered into the season triumphantly. I pray that you have properly closed out the old season. I pray God's grace and favor upon you. I decree and declare bountiful growth by leaps and bounds. Hallelujah. I pray that you will lay aside every weight and sin that would beset you and run with patience the race that's set before. Amen. And most importantly, I hope that you will receive your crown. Peace, blessings, and much love, and I will speak with you soon. Take care.